Refueled and ready for hilarity, Cliff and Kendall are back.
Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh.
Ooh, God, this week we're talking sewage.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, I'm so sorry. It smells awful in here.
And not only do we have to smell it, we have to talk about it. And so we couldn't talk about, like, lavender-scented fields or anything and sort of have that in our minds.
I know, it's so shitty. The plumbing here at the studio has backed up. Thanks to our wonderful Charles.
Now, we don't know that it was him. Somebody was flushing big bags full of fluid that they had drained off of their leg. And I don't know that it was. It could have been anybody, but it happened.
Cliff, that's like saying, I don't know you ate the pizza in the break room. I know he...
You don't know that you could have eaten... You eat
well, I know
pizza,
if it wasn't
fatty.
Me. If it wasn't me, it was you.
Hey, listen, I'm not the only American that eats pizza. I'm Cliff. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. And this is an internet talk show. We are on Rye 99.
Come on.
You're listening to...
Rye 99. KBSH in Bushelltown, 4 a.m. Also, it's a filler program for them. They couldn't care less. But good morning.
They couldn't care less.
Kendall, I was just thinking only moments ago about I'm so stupid because I ordered this pizza, okay, from the local place. And they used to have a pizza I really liked, but now they've changed their menu and it's not good anymore. And I keep ordering.
You still order?
Yes, I ordered this like horrible bastardized version of it, and it's crummy. It's too much. It's too much, and I keep forgetting that it's bad, that I don't like it, and so I order.
It's a big disappointment every time it arrives.
It is, and so I order it, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is sort of like what I used to love. And then I'm like, oh. And then I weigh 7,000 pounds, so I eat the whole thing. Anyway.
Wait, what? You can't quit then.
No, but it's not even good. So memo to me when I listen to this. Don't order that. It's not even good. You don't even like it.
See, unfortunately, you will be listening to this as you eat the pizza.
Or in food pain from it, thinking, I hated that. Why did I order
Why
that?
I ordered
I got to remember I don't even like that. Last week you gave a tip that I should whine more, and so there you go.
Good. I'm glad you're following my tips. How about how'd the exercise go?
I wish you'd given me the tip to have more wine.
Well, you could interpret it however
Pass
you want to.
Pass through that St. Patrick's Day sherry.
Oh, here you go.
I got it. I'm going to have a little bit of that.
Haven't had any of that in a while. Pour me some, too. Oh, thank you. This smells so horrible. I need something to dull
the pain. I'm just going
to
hold it right under my nose. I'm just going to hold it right back there.
Is that piece of toilet paper in that sewage
right,
back of
it? Like, I don't know. Kendall, you're the one who tracked all that in here. You were the one who walked right through that big old trench of it.
I didn't know there was a sewage trench in the lobby when Charles was working on it.
The toilet backed up. It blew up. You know, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, she was in there earlier. She was trying to powder her nose, as it was. And I was here with Austin. I was giving him this big stack of files to put in the files. Mm-hmm. And we heard...
She's still in shock.
Yeah, she is in shock. We'll have to get her views on this when she comes in a moment. But anyway, we heard a big boosh and a boo. And when she tried to flush something, it backed all up. And there was huge everywhere. She had to go home. She had doilies. Some doilies, Kendall, that just couldn't be saved.
let go of them. Let it go.
And that's what she did, Kendall. So, in honor of this horrible life circumstance we're in, a show about sewage.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so sorry. I have to apologize to you and then tell you a gross story.
Uh-oh.
Don't forget that second part. I almost forgot the first part while I was telling you not to forget the second part. you remember the second part. The first part is the apology, and I know I'm so sorry. Because Kendall did this nice thing. Like, he went and got a breath mint a few minutes ago. And it was a mental suggestion to me that I should get a breath mint. And mm-hmm. So I'm so sorry that I'm breathing all over you. And it smells so terrible.
That's not what smells, Cliff.
It is my fault. I'm so
sorry.
That's the apology. All right. And Okay. Second, what was the second part? Gross story. All right. Mm-hmm. Last week, it was after I ordered one of those pizzas that I don't even like. All right, I was so sick, Kendall. I was violently ill, okay, in the bathroom. And I thought of you as I was blorching over the toilet, throwing up. And because I thought, I couldn't even tell Kendall. But then I thought, yeah, let's tell him on the air. like how really gross it was. Okay, because first I'm laying on the floor in my disgusting bathroom. Uh-huh. Anyway, it was just so gross.
Am I gonna throw up right here on the show?
Possibly. And so I was, thinking, oh, I've got to throw up. Surely I'll throw up. I'm trying to like help it along, right? So I'm leaning over, and the only part I couldn't tell you, because that's bad enough if you imagine someone leaning over like this pristine, newly installed toilet, right? Uh-huh. That's bad enough. Kendall, it just had... It wasn't like full of turds or anything, but the back of it was like totally like covered with like diarrhea splatter. Like inches from my face. I'm trying to like wrench and wrench into the toilet.
Didn't that help with the wrenching?
You would think. But of course, all that goes through my mind is, oh, this is so gross. Kendall has too much OCD. He would think this is so gross.
Well, Cliff, it's funny you should bring this up.
Uh-huh.
Because I have a bomb to drop here on the show.
Oh, no.
A couple times when I was out and about in L.A. Uh-huh. And I had a little too much to drink. Uh-huh. And I got a little sick and had to run to the bathroom. I have hurled over disgusting toilets in places that I was like, I was so drunk that I just had to let it go. I could not even think about it. I thought about myself in like the third person. I thought, how am I sitting here in this filth? And I was just like, I don't care. I gotta throw up.
Yeah, that is gross. I thought of
that, and that was rock bottom. And then we started to rebuild.
And then we had a fresh start.
Oh, Dr. Blathers has been doing such good work.
He's just really gotten to the root of a couple of your problems. Uh-huh. He's still got a ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good thing. I was thinking of this, too. Glad you brought up Dr. Blathers the other day. Because I really thought, okay, legitimately, like, what percentage, like, real screwed up am I? And I think, at first I thought like 60%, but then I was like, I'm flattering myself, saying I'm only 60% messed up. I think I'm a good 80%, like totally messed up.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whose fault it is, it just happened. Okay? a lot of it is my fault, and a lot of it just happened.
Uh-huh.
So, what percent really, really screwed up are you?
Oh, God. I know I'm way past 50.
Well, because when I thought of you, I thought 60, but then I thought I'm probably flattering you too. Maybe you're just like 70.
Yeah, in that range, somewhere in there.
I don't think you're way less screwed up than I am, but you're like just like a hair.
I'm okay if I'm screwed up. Well, it doesn't matter.
See, and I think that adds points to your screwed up. You don't recognize many of the ways that you're screwed up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've accepted it too much to have my number lower.
You're probably 76, 77. Yeah,
that sounds about right.
Okay.
I'm all right with that.
All right. Sewage. You got any sewage tips for us, Kim?
Oh, sewage tips?
Or anything?
Oh, I got some stuff
anything?
For you.
Anything? All right.
Well, Cliff, you know, the word sewage descended from Old French essuaire, derived from the Latin esquire, to drain out water.
Hmm.
So we're just draining out all this water, Cliff. Okay. Yes. I was going to say something else about throwing up, but I can't remember what it was.
Something about throwing up. I imagined myself the day after that, and it was horrible. I thought I was going to die. I only commemorate it now to make art out of the pain.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, the day after, I was thinking, I thought, oh, I must have just looked ridiculous down there, because I was in terrible, terrible like pain and state of upsetness. And so I, you know, I'm like alone in the fish, above the fish hatchery, and nobody's, you know, even though people live next door, nobody's coming to save you. Let's face that.
Well, there are certain times in life, thank God there's not a camera.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh God. And
I laugh because I've laid in that floor.
I was with exact, the pain. It was a lot like long, long ago when I got stuck in the storage closet and a box of fiber bars pinned me down. Yeah. And I was really like, what am I going to do? And I mean, I was really like that again. It was flashing back to that. And so, but anyway, and then I was like violently blorching right next to diarrhea splatters.
I know. I'm about to vomit right here on the show.
It was quite the scene.
I bet. But you know, a lot of sewer pipes in the older places of America, like, you know, New York, Philadelphia, they are made of wood and brick, and they installed around the time of the Civil War. And these pipes are operated by 651 water supply systems and utilities around the country. All these like old pipes that we're shitting into every day.
What? It's like being part of history.
It takes us back right to the Civil War.
Well, imagine, think of our forefathers doing that in there.
Where they were.
I mean, that really is living history.
It's really what unites us. There.
And you know what I always say? United we stand, divided we poop. And the next segment is...
How long would you wait, Cliff?
How long would you wait?
You use one of those old wooden sandwich pipes. How long would you wait to play this game with me?
No longer than right now.
All right, great. how long would you wait for the chance?
Did you say how long would you wait?
Would you eat yet?
Was this an Annie Hall bit that we're doing here?
Because I didn't say Jew. I said, how long would you wait for the chance to sing a song?
Oh, okay.
On stage. At the Grammys. With your perfect pitch.
However long it took.
Still waiting.
As long as it took. Kendall, this is, I can wait out.
I finally found something that you would wait for.
Wait them out. I'll be waiting. Remember how reassuring it was after 9/11 when George W. Bush said, we're going to smoke them out. We're going to smoke them out.
No, I don't remember that.
It was. Oddly, it was bizarrely reassuring. But anyway, I'll wait them out in the manner that he would smoke them out. Okay. So how long would you wait for this, Kendall? I'm talking a large, good looking, goozy ice cream sundae.
Oh, God.
Remember, it's goozy.
Well,
yeah,
I don't really need it.
So. Oh, come on, shut the f*** up, you know.
I would wait a couple hours for that.
A couple hours, that's pretty good. That's good, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
All right, Cliff, how long would you wait for a new apartment that is upwind of the fish hatchery and twice the size it is now?
Well, it depends on how much it costs, because I cannot afford one that is upwind.
But you know that, and how long would you wait? You get it for
the
free.
The cost is no. Well, it's then free. I would wait as long as it took.
Great.
Now let me just give you out a random. Okay. I would wait a year for that.
Oh, okay.
Put me on the waiting list.
Good. You've been at it.
I'm on the waiting list for that. All right, Kendra, how long would you wait for this? Ooh, the ability to cast one Harry Potter spell of your choice.
Hello, Hogwarts.
That's a good one. I would wait as long as it took. I'd wait a few years for that one.
Expecto Patronum.
What spell would you choose?
The weight loss spell.
Now, you've seen a bunch of fat wizards. You know, there's no weight loss spell. Well, you just eat it right back, fat as we are.
I'd have to go through the spell book to find one.
I'd
find the best one.
Oh, I was thinking poly.
You have one you can.
Well, I was thinking like polyjuice potion. One of those ones where you can like look exactly like somebody else.
And you just look like that person for the rest of the
Yeah, I'll just follow. I'll become like a maid in a hotel
uh-huh.
where Hollywood stars stay. And then I'll get in, you know, I'll find like a hair on Jake Gyllenhaal's bathroom floor.
And you really thought this through.
Yeah, hopefully I'll find a couple. One to keep and then one to use in the potion. And make myself look just like him.
If the jury's listening and using this as evidence, please omit that last part. On the record?
No, this is all off the record, by the way.
It's off the record.
Off the record.
Cliff, how long would you wait for a year's supply of all the Butternut Rye Krispies you can eat?
I would imagine, I guess a year. If you, it's a year's supply, I guess.
You wait a year for a year.
Put me on that waiting list.
All right.
Kendall, I'll wait for that. Kendall, how long would you wait for the ability to speak fluent Latin?
Oh, about 5 minutes. No, that would be fun to do. I just don't know if I'd want to wait too long. Maybe a week. Speak Latin.
You're waiting a week for Latin. Oh, everybody who spoke Latin, all of our dead forefathers, Socrates and all the rest, they just can't believe it.
Well,
only in there, it's dead. Kendall, maybe you would be the one to bring it back.
Well, a week is plenty of time to wait for that.
Guess who's back? Remember, what if you could sing that
in Latin?
In Latin.
I was gonna say, I wish I could apologize to all those people in Latin.
Oh,
just carpe diem.
Can't. Seize the day.
Just carpe diem.
All right, Cliff, I gotta take a break.
Seize the carpe.
Or do you have another?
Now I'm done. I can't wait for a break any longer.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
Don't touch that dial. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
See this cute little vial here? It's crack, rock cocaine, the most addictive form. You think it's the glamour drug of the 80s? Well, that's the point of this friendly little reminder. It can kill you. And if you've got to die for something, this sure as hell ain't it.
Crack cocaine. Don't even try it. The thrill can kill.
Did it just get fatter in here? Oh, wait. Here's Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back to sewage.
Cliff, I walked out there and, of course, stepped right into sewage again.
I
took my shoes off. They're out there. Sorry, it's disgusting.
Now it's a new stink.
So, Cliff, I am very worried.
Uh-huh.
Charles was using some of Mrs. Potter Butter Butter's clean doilies to clean out the sewage. And I don't even want to tell her. I don't even want to mention it. I can't even...
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to break it to her.
Yeah, he's wringing him out into a bucket.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
With his bare hands.
Austin, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, tell Charles. Yeah.
Charles the contractor.
Charles the contractor. Tell him, stop doing that.
Okay. And throw those somewhere where she can't see them. She's about to come in.
Burn the doilies that he's already messed up.
I will.
Okay, go tell him.
All right.
Will you do it?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to see the shock on her face. I don't think she can handle the shock today.
All right, well, speaking of...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they just came in the front door.
Oh, it's a good thing you told them.
All right, hopefully they're taking care of that. All right, hey.
Come on in. Come on.
Just come on back in here.
Hello, dear.
Hello, boys. Kendall, you're looking very fit this week, boy.
Thank you, Mr. Stockbottom. I'm trying, but it won't stay. What about me?
Yes,
boy.
Dear, you look wonderful as well, do you? No, I've been telling you for weeks how lovely you look, dear.
I look awful. I look god-awful.
Dear, how many pounds have you lost, dear? 30?
I've gained so much back, and my face is so bloated. All I've been eating is this soup from the Food & More. So all I can afford is 65-cent soup from the Food & More every day. And it's got a lifetime supply of sodium in each can.
Well, dear, I still think you look wonderful.
Soup, very healthy meal, boy. Good choice.
Oh, soup sounds good. I want some soup right now.
All right, well, it's time for hot subjects.
I love hot subjects, dear.
And it's putting some hot subjects up for debate, and it's going to get controversial in here. Got a lot of crazy stuff to talk about this week. It's been a nutty week over the world.
Yes.
And who better than all of us to just... put him up for debate. Let's get into those hot subjects, Kendall.
Well, dear, you know it's great to have a good debate.
I love a debate, dear. Oftentimes, it's disgusting.
I can't help it.
Kendall, it's gross.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Cliff.
Gross, Kendall.
Yeah, quite right. Yeah,
definitely,
Well, Cliff, I've got something that I want to talk about. Here in Bushtown, there's a big hot debate going on.
Uh-oh.
For 20 years, they have been flying a Cluckers chicken flag over the Capitol building, which they pay for. And a lot of people here in town don't think businesses should be allowed to pay for advertising on a public government building. And there's like this big uproar in Bushtown. Take it, the flag down. What do you think about this?
All right, so we should not be advertising on a public building. What do you think, everybody? Come on!
Of course we shouldn't be. Of course we shouldn't be.
Of course we should, bro. Make it a dollar, capitalism, and all that, bro.
Wait, you think they should fly the flag?
Of course, bro. Capitalism is what America was founded on. Our forefathers would love nothing more than to see us making a dollar from flying some sort of flag. This makes no difference, bro. Inconsequential and inconstitutional.
Well, dear, I just think if someone has a problem with it, they should at least talk to them, dear, and find out what their issue is.
Well, why not?
I don't think they should be fine at all.
I think they should take it down.
Take it down, bro. You're the only one that thinks they should be flying the flag.
Pardon me, bro. I'm having my own opinion there.
You just like Clucker's chicken too much. That's why it is.
Shut up! All right, well, the next hot topic is... Hollywood, all a flutter, Ben and Jen.
Oh.
Bennifer. Oh. If their marriage can't last, whose will?
Dear, think of the children, dear. Think
whose
of the beautiful children. They're so
will
beautiful.
Last if not they?
I can't believe they're getting
married.
I thought they
who
would.
Who you're speaking with, Bob?
Oh,
so I won't pipe in on this one, Bob.
I thought for sure that would be
I'll
the couple
stay
that
out of this,
together.
Bro.
Well, then, why don't you stay
I don't
out
know
of
who
this?
You're talking about, bro. So I'll just be over here.
All right.
Did you break some chicken?
No. Okay. It's what a tragedy.
I think it's terrible.
It's terrible. Come on.
If anyone could survive, it was Jennifer and Ben Affleck.
Remember so long ago when it was when Bennifer was Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez?
Well,
wasn't
no.
that funny? And we thought they were forever.
Maybe it's him.
Maybe. Well, but now he's this well-respected in Hollywood. How the worm has turned.
Well, usually when you become well-respected in Hollywood, that's when you're the worst.
When you're the worst.
Dude, I'm just so worried for the children, dear. Isn't it terrible?
It is terrible.
It's awful.
I feel terrible. I just feel terrible for the children.
Like, I can't watch any movie of theirs without thinking how sad it is now.
No. I know one thing you love to do is just sit back and have a Ben Affleck marathon.
You know me.
You won't be able to do it anymore.
You know me.
Those days are gone. Those days are gone.
Well, yeah, I think we can all agree it's terrible news.
It is terrible. All right, what's another hot subject up for debate?
All right, Cliff. Well, you're not going to believe this.
Oh.
But at the Bushtown Middle School.
Oh, my.
I haven't even got to the worst part yet.
I heard this on the street the other day.
Well, you probably have.
Scuttlebutt about the middle school.
It's been big news. This little girl at the middle school had a birthday party, and her mother got her a cake from the erotic bakery and sent it to school with her.
What was on it? What was erotic about it?
Well, they are not even saying. They said it was too dirty to even talk about.
Too dirty to talk about.
They said it was very inappropriate for children to see, and some people are outraged, but other people saying it's her right to put whatever she wants to on her daughter's birthday cake. They're crazy people saying this.
Crazy.
What do you think?
Well, I think that, first of all, I'm pro any dessert.
And you can donate them to Cliff and Kendall Studio.
On the side of the dessert is what I feel like.
Uh-huh.
And beyond that, I don't have a lot of opinions. I'm thinking about the dessert.
All right, then.
That's all I've got to say.
I just want to say, of course it's not proper etiquette, dear, to be sending something to a school like that, dear.
I'm outraged, by.
Outrage. I agree. Cliff, I'm also thinking about
school children, though.
I know. I don't
Well, I mean, that's something.
I also think...
It's cake.
I also am thinking, can we order one of those? Have them brought over right now?
Just like, give me something filthy.
I don't care what you put on it, just bring me the cake.
Just bring it over. Like, we'll think about that. We're going to put a pin in that.
Okay.
One more, or another, I don't know.
Another.
Hot subject up for debate mm-hmm. here, everybody. Now, police in New York, they recently were searching for a man in a wheelchair who was suspected of doing what but robbing a New York bank and rolling out of the building with $1,200 cash to make a clean getaway. What do you think about that? It's a hot subject up for debate.
What are we debating?
I don't know. To me, it's up for debate because when I read that, all I think of is, well, good for him.
And I, it's like, well, you deserved it.
And I'm like, well, stealing is wrong, but good for him. Yeah. Like, I it's hard for me to muster any other feeling other than good for him.
That guy in a wheelchair.
Well, dear, you know, I would say it is improper etiquette to be stealing, dear, of course.
Stealing is
I do see where you're coming from, dear, but I don't think the etiquette is appropriate for such a situation.
Of course, girl. It's one of the Ten Commandments, boy.
Well, of course, stealing is not bad.
In many places in our house, boy. You've seen it many times.
We said we didn't think it was right to steal, but...
But it's
hard to feel bad for.
It's hard to feel, yeah, to think badly of him.
And I think if he could pull that off, then more power to him.
Then what? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He worked hard for it.
He worked hard for these figurines. All right. Yeah.
That about sums up Hot Subject.
I was going to say Snapchat changing its...
What is that over the corner?
Oh, no.
Trolls!
There's smoke!
It's not a toilet, dear!
Put out the fire, dear. Move out of the way, dear.
Get my
smoke.
Get my purse, dear! Get my purse!
Put it out of the fire.
Come here, dear!
Oh, he was in a coma. He didn't remember the fire.
I've never seen her so angry.
He didn't even
look,
know.
She was hitting him with her purse.
Oh
my god.
Oh, now he's pouring gasoline on the fire to put it out.
It's not going to work. Charles, stop. Stop. We will not have a studio next week.
Oh.
I told you he should have stayed in the coma.
He should have stayed in the coma. Oh, man. No, of course not, Kendall. That's your contract right there. Don't speak so sadly about
him. I'm not going to go on talking about him anymore.
Shut it. Yeah. What I want
to... Sewage everywhere.
Shut it.
No.
Shut your face. What would you do if this weren't so sad?
I don't know what I'd do.
I just don't know what I'd do if this weren't so sad, Kendall.
I don't know what to do because I am so sad.
I think we should order pizza. No, quit saying pizza. It puts those thoughts into my brain. And I don't
know why. I'm just so hungry. It's a cry for help.
It is a cry for help. It is a cry for help.
And no one has answered the cry.
No, they've all answered.
Call us. Help us. 308 for fat.
Yeah.
Call emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Especially if you have a dear Cliff and Kendall you want answered, we'll answer here on the show.
Of course, we will, Kendall. As we say in the sewer, here's mud in your eye. And that was Ed Norton on The Honeymooners.
Oh, The Honeymooners. How wonderful. Cliff, there are four kinds of people to avoid in this world. The assholes, the asswipes, the ass kissers, and those who will just shit all over you. And that was Anthony Liccioni.
Whoa.
He said it with an accent.
And the religion. Kendall, life is like a sewer. You get out of it what you put into it. And that was said, I don't know where, but it was said by Tom Lehrer.
Tom Lehrer.
Yeah.
I love his quotes.
Who is that?
I don't know. I was kidding.
Tom Lehrer.
When you're up to your nose in shit, keep your mouth shut.
Oh, no.
And that was an unknown author. That's what I'm trying to do is keep my nose shut.
Oh, keep it shut. Kendall.
Or my mouth shut.
Keep it all shut. Just keep it shut. It's not a problem, Kendall. And that is the end of the show. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
Yes, we will.
Thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you here next time on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Sewage.